The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I like fungus. Even though different fungi attack my prized plants, such as powdery mildew on phlox, scab on apples, and botrytis on peonies, I can also eat fungus. Yes, let's talk mushrooms. Many gardeners, including myself, have tried their hands at inoculating logs with shiitake mushroom spore or foraging for wild chanterelles and morels. However, we decided to go with one of the easiest mushrooms to cultivate, the native winecap or Stropharia mushroom. Winecaps look like portobello mushrooms common in grocery stores, and the caps can get huge. They have a mild flavor and, best of all, are easy to recognize and not confuse with any harmful species. They couldn't be easier to grow. Last spring, we built a 4x6-foot raised bed in a shady location, filled it with wood chips from a local arborist, added winecap spawn we bought online, and watered. Then we just forgot about it, until about a month ago when, to our amazement, large mushrooms started popping through the mulch. Now we can't keep up with the harvest and are giving them away to friends and neighbors. It will stop producing with the cold weather, but should start up again in spring. What's even better is by letting some of the mushrooms go to spore, they will inoculate our vegetable paths, mulched areas between shrubs, and other locations, so our whole yard will become a mushroom forest. Well, that's a bit of a stretch of the imagination, but you get the idea. Once established, if you keep feeding the bed with new wood chips in fall, it can grow on for years. So, next spring, consider building a mushroom bed of your own to harvest for grilling, baking, roasting, and sautéing. And now for this week's tip. Finish cutting back perennial flowers down to about 4 inches off the ground and remove the foliage, especially if it was diseased. Weed, add compost, and mulch now so you'll have less to do in spring. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about nut trees. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.